Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide. Police investigating."
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jonathan Tobin, the editor-in-chief at Janus.org and the senior contributor to The Federalist is with us to talk about what everybody's talking about. I mean, shocked at Joe Biden's slow walk. We've been reporting on it for the last week or so, and now it's come out loud and clear. Biden has kind of shocked, Congress because promises were made. And, Jonathan is calling it Biden's double game on Hamas should fool no one. Jonathan, welcome. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, are you in Jerusalem these days or are you home?
I'm here in the United States right now.
Oh, okay. But obviously keeping an eagle eye on all things Israel with what's going on with Hamas. And, of course, you heard the rumors as well as we did for the last week that Joe Biden was going to slow walk some munitions to Israel. I got to tell you, Jonathan, this is such a slap in the face, especially because What people are realizing is Joe Biden is purely a political animal. He's running his administration the same way that Barack Obama did. The polls are dictating his decisions.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. If you read the New York Times, they claim that Netanyahu is playing politics with this war. That's got it completely opposite. The only person who's been playing politics with this war against these genocidal terrorists is Joe Biden. When I wrote that piece earlier in the week about Joe Biden's double game, I was reacting to his speech on Tuesday, which was in commemoration of the Holocaust at a ceremony at the Capitol.
Right.
And in it, he said everything that was right. He condemned Hamas. He said, we will never forget. You know, they started this war and they're responsible. And, you know, all that was good. And there was nothing in that speech that was wrong. But I warned at the time. His policies are moving in the other direction. I mean, he's already forgotten October 7th. But what happened the next day when he let drop that he's basically embargoing arms to Israel? He's declaring that it can, the last armed battalions of Hamas, the last vestiges of its control of Gaza, are inviolate. He will embargo arms on Israel if Israel attacks the people who attack them. If they finish the job of destroying these genocidal terrorists, he's embargoing arms. It's a complete betrayal of Israel, but there's something worse than this. It's a betrayal of America.
Mm-hmm.
He is betraying our strategic interests. He's handing a victory to Iran and its terrorist allies. This is making America weaker. This is undermining America in the rest of the Arab world. And yes, he's doing it for political reasons. He's because he's worried about his left wing. He lives in a left wing bubble, and he believes the hostility to Israel and the open anti-Semitism on the left which with one side of his mouth he condemns, but he also appeases it. And,
yes.
You know, this all comes down to the revival of Obama's policies of appeasing Iran, and Biden's extent of that to appeasing domestic anti-Semites and domestic anti-Americans, such as these disgraceful mobs on college campuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hamas sees this as a victory, don't they?
Well, of course it's a victory. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a big victory for them. He's basically, you know, they don't have to negotiate, you know, one of the things is that Biden and Blinken, they've been trying to create what they say is a hostage release deal. But the deal that they're endorsing it just basically ensures that Hamas wins the war. It doesn't even have to give up most of the hostages, and it retains all of its power that it had on October 6th. This
exactly.
is, as I said, it is a mm-hmm. complete betrayal of Israel, and also a complete betrayal of American interests, not to mention the fact that 5 Americans are still being held hostage in Gaza. Biden doesn't care about them, doesn't care about the Jewish lives that were lost, despite what he says, the crocodile tears that he weeps. This is a complete betrayal, and in a way that not even all of the bad things that he's said in the last few months as he's gradually backed away from a position of support of Israel, this is its culmination. Mm-hmm. This is basically destroying the U.S.-Israel alliance in the futile hopes of gaining more left-wing votes
right.
in Michigan and elsewhere. But it's also a political mistake because mm-hmm. there are far more pro-Israel votes to be lost in the political center of this country, which remains pro-Israel. The overwhelming majority of Americans are pro-Israel. He is hurting his reelection prospects, not helping them.
Well, yeah, he's had, former advisors, Axelrod is shocked, by what Joe Biden is doing. I think it was interesting that, you said what others said, that, Joe Biden on the memorial of the Holocaust, he said the right things. But my gut, as I was listening to him, Jonathan, frankly, I thought he was insincere. And what couched that, I guess, or what, kind of put that in perspective for me is that if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. And Joe Biden has never, he's never done any kind of follow-up based on what he says. And just like you said, he says one thing and he does the opposite. That's Joe Biden. And, I think we hope upon hope that, somehow, maybe in the failing months of his presidency, he might be able to recapture something, that would be good for America and good for the world. But I don't believe Joe Biden has the capacity because he's so conflicted and he's confused about, what is up and what is down here.
Yes, you're right. I think any hope that he's going to sort of recover himself. He's not interested in reaffirming this alliance. This is, he's always been, throughout his long political career, the last 50 years, he's always been a political weather vane. He goes in whatever direction is fashionable within the Democratic Party. And right now, in the 90s, that was centrist, that was anti-crime, so he was the anti-crime senator. When it was to his interest, he used to pander to pro-Israel voters and donors. I saw it myself in person. Him doing that in the press.
Right.
I covered him, talked to him. But now the fashion, the wind within the Democratic Party is blowing to the hard left, the intersectional anti-Semitic left. And he is their prisoner. He's been their prisoner since he entered the White House. He's governed from the left in so many ways, but this is something different. To betray an ally in the middle of a war and to declare Hamas the victor of this war, even as he's denouncing them for terrorism, is a new low in American foreign policy.
Well, this has been 12 years, in total. You got 8 with Obama, 4 with Joe Biden, where they have stretched this alliance with Israel to such degrees. I mean, the disrespect to Benjamin Netanyahu, where it said that he had to come through the back door of the White House, things like that. You know, so this has been something that we've seen time and again. And so when he says that ardenclad, you know, our alliance with Israel, you just cannot believe them, because we've had 12 years of this doublespeak that you talk about. We've got to go to break. More from Jonathan Tobin after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Tobin continues with this. He's the editor-in-chief at Janus.org and the senior contributor to The Federalist. And I was just talking to Jonathan off the air. We're going to play this segment here. It was actually aired originally on Dr. Phil's show. And this is Hassan Youssef. He's the son of the co-founder of Hamas, Jonathan. And as you know, Hassan has been very outspoken. He defected to Israel in 97, He was with Hamas, right, originally, with his father, and worked for Shin Bet, Israel's domestic intelligence agency, for 10 years. He's a former militant with exceptional insight into the radical mind of propaganda Hamas that Hamas disseminates daily. This guy knows what he's talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he understands Hamas. He understands their mindset, that's for sure.
Well, let's play the segment right now, if you would go ahead and hit the play button. Mm-hmm.
Now we have the problem with the pro-Palestine, who are actually given Hamas cover. They are participants in the crime. In fact, since October 7, I personally don't differentiate between Hamas and what's so-called Palestinians. Because actually there is no Palestinians. There are tribes. There is the tribe of Hamas, and there is the tribe of the Islamic Jihad, and there is the tribe of Khalil, and there is the tribe of Nablus. And each one has different interests, and all of them are conflicted. If they did not have Israel as the common enemy, they would kill each other. This is the reality of what's so-called Palestine. You don't know what Palestine is. Actually, in fact, the kefiyah that you are wearing, this is just a statement to show that you really lack the authenticity to represent the case. And what's so-called the cause, you know, this is a human problem.
So you
the cause must die. I think enough is enough. And now it's proven, and you are helping Hamas to prove it to the world, that Palestine depends on the destruction of the state of Israel. And this is not acceptable, and we are not going to agree to it. And I tell you something, for the next 10 or 20 years, the Palestinian people will pay the bill that Hamas is caused today, and most likely in blood.
To you, Hamas and Palestinians are the same. They're one and the same.
After October 7, yes, there is no difference.
Really?
The vast majority of the Palestinian people support Hamas.
Really?
This is a fact. This is proven by statistics and your silence now. You are not even, you cannot even condemn Hamas and say that what they did on October 7 was an act of a savage group. You don't have that power.
Said I condemn.
On what authority do you speak? You only speak on the authority of Hamas propaganda.
No, why do you say that I'm speaking on the authority of Hamas propaganda?
Because if you were a decent human being, you can say that the thousands were killed on October 7. That was a crime against humanity. It was a genocide.
What a powerful explanation of what's going on from the son of the co-founder of Hamas, Jonathan. You know, the students, the college students, were quite stifled because in the face of facts and the truth, their emotional convictions just crumble, don't they?
Yeah, well, they don't really know what they're talking about. Their ignorance of the history, of the reality of Palestinian society and its political culture is staggering. There were a couple of key points that he made in there that need to be emphasized. One is that the vast majority of Palestinians do support Hamas, and they support Hamas more now after October 7th than they did before. And part of that is because the way you get credibility in Palestinian politics has always been to shed Jewish blood. That is the sorry nature of their culture as it's evolved, because their national identity is inextricably tied up, which was created in the last century, and it's genuine, but it is inextricably tied up with this war against the Jews to deny any legitimacy to the Jewish presence in the land of Israel. And he's also right when he speaks of how Hamas has damaged the prospects of the Palestinian people, not just the fact that they started a war and a lot of people got killed. They have made it impossible for any kind of peace because they have shown the people of Israel what they want. You know, October 7th was just a trailer for what they want to do to the rest of Israel. They have only two goals, the destruction of Israel, the genocide of its population. Mm-hmm. And one of the most disappointing things about the last 7 months, the political discourse in this country, is that in the aftermath of October 7th, there was, perhaps briefly, an opportunity for the Palestinians to understand that they needed to change, that they needed to draw the conclusions from what Hamas had done and what was happening to them and completely change their outlook on the conflict, on their place in the world, just as the German people did in the spring of 1945, belatedly, and only, you know, when with, the Soviets and the Allies, you know, stomping on their throats. But then the German people drew conclusions that if they wanted to resume being part of humanity, to return to the community of nations, they had to do a 180-degree turn on everything that they had believed for the last 12 years when they had embraced the Nazis.
And they had to see firsthand. They had to see firsthand the concentration camps, Jonathan. Right?
Yeah. Right. Listen. Absolutely. They had to understand that what they did was wrong, that everything they believed was wrong, and it was time to embrace democracy and human rights. The Palestinians could have embraced that opportunity, but all of these quote-unquote pro-Palestinian demonstrations and Biden's appeasement of them, all that is doing is convincing the Palestinians that Hamas was right and that they have to double down on this fantasy of Israel's destruction. And, you know, double down on their alliance with Iran. And this dooms them and dooms Israel and dooms the United States to decades more of war and terrorism and bloodshed. That's what these people are accomplishing. And that's what Joe Biden is accomplishing with this terrible betrayal of Israel this week.
Right. And then, of course, Joe Biden is saying that he wants to bring people, you know, Palestinians, you know, from the Gaza into the United States. Egypt doesn't want anything to do with him because he knows, I mean, what you're kind of inferring in a way is the psychological damage that has been imposed. I mean, and this has been going on for thousands of years, this mind melt and conditioning that, you know, from the river to the sea, the complete annihilation of Israel. But lest people forget, that's only phase one. Phase two is the complete annihilation of America. This is what America needs to realize, right? I mean, you know, right now it may be Israel, but it's America tomorrow if they get their way, is it not?
Listen, to these, to Hamas and to Iran, Israel's the little Satan. America is the great Satan. That's right. What they've always believed. That's how they think. And that's their ultimate goal. Now, that can seem like a crazy goal to Americans, like who are they to think they can defeat us? But, you know, that's what that kind of complacency led to 9/11. Mm-hmm. Indeed, Israel's complacency about what Hamas really meant led to October 7th.
Exactly.
They all wake up and understand the threat from these genocidal terrorists and utterly destroy them. Israel takes more care to avoid civilian casualties than any army in the history of warfare. And, but it's still accused of genocide because of anti-Semitism, because of this conviction that Israel has no right to exist. But sane Americans, which are the majority of us, have to embrace Israel, embrace America's responsibilities to fight against people who want to kill us, as well as the Israelis.
And if you understand what those munitions would do, they're strategic. You can pinpoint with those. You take those away, and now you're going to exacerbate more civilian deaths. Are you not, Jonathan?
It will create more deaths, both Israeli and Palestinian. Israel has to destroy Hamas. It has no choice. The refugees within Israel, the hundreds of thousands of Jews, were forced to flee their homes in the south and the north. They can't go home until this war is over and Hamas is defeated. You know, Biden has just empowered Hamas. He's dooming the hostages. He's dooming both these peoples to more bloodshed and war.
Jonathan Tobin, we got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Roy Murdoch, speaking of which, he's got full control of the steering wheel. The Manhattan Base Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Or maybe I should just say, you're in the cockpit flying these migrants in from the Gaza by order of a president. Nobody else wants them. Egypt doesn't want them. But, Uncle Joe says, look at Buenvenidos or whatever. Come on in.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe proof that I'm not in control is the fact that this policy is even being considered. If I had my hands on the wheel, this wouldn't even come up as a satirical concept. But I said it before that this whole life in America these days is like a Saturday Night Live sketch that never ends. Just we wake up every morning, we're still in the SNL sketch, except it's for real. And what could be more comical than, hey boss, here's a great idea. Let's bring in a bunch of refugees from the Gaza Strip. Ha ha ha.
Right.
The audience laughing along and all this, except no, they really mean it. They don't mean it as a joke. They actually want to do this. And it's just astonishing. With all the illegal aliens we have here already, these people want to bring even more people to strain our resources. And, how many people speak Arabic in this country? You got to have these kids, I guess, being dropped off at schools and getting educated and on. It's just astonishing. And that of course, doesn't touch on the even greater problem, which is that these Gazans, unfortunately, many of them from there in kindergarten, are trained to hate Jews. All kinds of anti-Semitic concepts, and they have little games they play where some of the kids are Arabs and some of the kids are Jews. The Arab kids pretend to kill the Jewish kids, and so on and so on. It's absolutely horrifying and disgusting, and I can't think of anything more destabilizing or dangerous than to have a brand new Joe Biden program to bring in a bunch of refugees from Gaza, of all places.
Well, I think the State Department got together with Joe Biden and said, look at these campuses need reinforcements. Let's go to the Gaza and we'll recruit some people to come in and help them with the cause, right?
I guess so. I mean, what could be more genuine than bringing in a bunch of folks like this who don't know our way of life? You know, they've not had an election there since, I believe, it was 2008, so 16 years since they've had elections. Mm-hmm. So you want to bring people in who know a little bit about democracy, constitutional republicanism, limited government, rule of law, and that kind of stuff doesn't happen there. So you're going to have people who have, you know, even if they're not violent and terrorists trying to kill us, you're going to have people who are going to have trouble integrating into the society and assimilating into the society and potentially becoming Americans. I mean, people who come here as immigrants, you want at some point for them to become part of the American way of life and become a good, decent, hardworking Americans. And that path is even steeper if they arrive with ideas like, oh, dictatorship and blow up political opponents and, you know, fire rockets at your neighbors, throw your enemies off of buildings. And this is kind of, you know, run-of-the-mill routine behavior in Gaza, this is, at least up until now, not typical American behavior. So this is just a terrible idea. And I discussed this at an op-ed at Newsmax, another one at Daily Signal. So if you take a look at both those places, you'll, and I think Washington Times ran it too. So look at those places, you'll read out all about this terrible idea and all the reasons why it needs to be thrown onto the ash heap of history with all deliberate speed.
Well, exactly, because, I mean, look at, we've got enough problems in Michigan and Minnesota, right? I mean, what state do you give the next group of malcontents? And especially here, I mean, as you said, the Gazans sadly have been groomed. I mean, this isn't something that just happened since 2008. This has been a lifestyle to not only hate Jews, number one, but number two is America. So,
that's right.
All right, so let's bring them to America. That way they don't even have to do a lot of traveling. They can already set up a Manchurian-type camps, if you want to say, to get ready for the right signal to start creating some utter chaos, because it wasn't that long ago, DeRoy, when all it took was 19 illegal immigrants to wreak all kinds of havoc on this country.
Yes, 19 illegal aliens. I use that term advisedly, illegal aliens in this country. These the 9/11 hijackers, I think most of them, if not all of them, had overstayed their visas.
Mm-hmm.
They came in primarily as students and just stuck around. And obviously, you know what happened. They attacked us on September 11th, 2001, and I think we had something approximately 2,900 and change people killed at the World Trade Center at the Pentagon and that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And you don't need to be a group of 19 hijacking planes to cause all kinds of trouble. You just need one guy with a gun standing in the middle of a supermarket or a kindergarten schoolyard during recess, or a bus station or a subway train or what have you, and you can have yourself a lot of bloodshed as this person maybe coming in from Gaza decides this is a really good way to reduce U.S. support for Israel and make Americans more hostile to the Jewish state. And they could do this person could do so while yelling Allahu Akbar. You could do that solo. Some people call them lone wolves. I think wolves are actually pretty cool. I call them lone rats. You could have your own personal lone rat terror attack without having to get 18 other people to join you and then take flight training and all that other sort of stuff. That's much, much more difficult. Do your own one-man jihad and take out a lot of Americans in the process. So I'd much rather the Gazans stay in Gaza where the Israelis can keep a close eye on them as opposed to bring them to this country and do what Joe Biden has done with these other people, just set them loose and let them, you know, run through the interior of the country and do all Gaza.
Exactly.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, it's scary that we have such an ineffective and wrong-headed commander-in-chief and chief executive officer of our country who is supposed to be the caretaker of our freedoms and constitutional rights. I mean, he's obliterating it at every turn. But, you know, Bob Gates warned us, but the voter wasn't serious enough to really take Bob Gates' experience, who'd been around Joe Biden for 20 years at the time when he wrote the book, and said that Joe Biden hadn't gotten anything right when it came to foreign policy. And, of course, now Joe Biden is extending it not only, he's not happy enough to have foreign policy wrong, but domestic policy also. I mean, he just defies common sense to Roy. I mean, whether we're talking, you know, the border, whether we're talking energy independence, these other regulations that are coming in. I mean, I think under his watch right now, regulations have cost the American people in excess of $1.4 trillion. And it's okay with Uncle Joe.
Yeah, and more to come. I mean, it'd be one thing to say, all right, we've done enough. We can stop now, you know, get off the gas pedal. But every single day, it's something else. I'll give you a domestic policy idea, a mess, and foreign policy mess. Domestic policy, I just saw this morning. They're going to put some new regulations on air conditioners. So air conditioners will cost more money. I'm sure a green air conditioner doesn't cool your home down, your office down all that much. So maybe instead of blistering, you'll just be really warm as opposed to being cool. And then get this. Apparently, the whatever wiring it or materials, whatever they're using in these green, eco-friendly air conditioners, apparently is slightly flammable. So yeah. While you're busy trying to get your home or your office nice and cool in the summer, you're actually going to set it on fire. I mean, who comes up with this stuff? Where do they get these wacky ideas? And then you may have heard over the last couple of days, apparently, as the Israelis are going into Rafah to clean out Hamas, put an end to that bloodthirsty terrorist group that wiped out 1,200 Israelis on October 7th. The White House just announced, well, we're going to pause the delivery of weapons to our Israelis as they try to finish off this existential struggle for them to continue in operation. I can't think of any other time when we've had allies who are in a war against an enemy, a sworn enemy of ourselves, and right when they're going in for the kill, the United States government says, oh, okay, we're going to hold off on weapons. And these are, by the way, precision-guided weapons. The beauty
exactly.
of a guided weapon is it, as best you can, goes directly to kill the bad guys rather than a weapon that blasts out and takes out a lot of civilians. So if you want to have weapons that only hit Hamas and don't hit innocent Gazans who are just, you know, they're minding their own business, you would want precision-guided weapons. So what is Joe Biden removing the precision-guided weapons? I don't know what this man smokes or puts into his applesauce in the morning, whatever, but boy, it's strong and it's not good for him or the country or the world, for that matter.
Exactly. And then he tells the American people, we're 100% behind Israel. But, you know, this is kind of a pattern. I mean, he kind of did this with Ukraine, remember? But the exchange there was a prosecutor. He was going to withhold $1 billion. So this is what, you know, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, routinely do. It's all about quid pro quo. Speaking of which, we've got to take care of some business, so we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
The America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Yeah, DeRoy, I'm with you. It's disgusting to think that the president would slow walk. Interestingly enough, something happened in the House and in this appropriations bill that allowed the president to take this money that was specifically earmarked, they thought, no strings attached, to go to Israel to help them in this war with Hamas. And somehow, you know, the president and his minions have found a way to pull a string and hold back the deliverance of these munitions.
Well, that's astonishing. I don't know if they put some, you know, secret language into that bill that went through a few weeks ago. And if so, then, you know, shame on Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, whoever else among the Republicans were negotiating this. And I guess didn't catch that language, if in fact that's what they did. Now, maybe they've taken old language or some old law or whatever and decided just to hold off on the delivery of these weapons. But whatever the genesis of this is, the time to do this is awful. This is the time when the idea is to get rid of Hamas, exterminate them. Not well. We got rid of half the terrorists, which is just leave the other half in, and everything will be fine. I'm sure they'll all go into commercial real estate.
Because that's worked before, right?
Oh,
when you only got rid of half or a portion, you know, it's a successful model. Plan.
And in World War II, we could have gone to the Rhine and said, okay, we got to the Rhine, we'll stop now and just, you know, let Hitler, he learned his lesson, it'll all work out. No, you go, you push all the way to the wall until the bad guy puts a gun in his mouth and pulls the trigger. That's what you want. We should have done that with Saddam Hussein in the first Gulf War. We didn't. Guess what? We had to have a second Gulf War to go take care of him. So the lesson in history is you push the bad guy into the corner until he either kills himself or surrenders unconditionally, and then you can have peace. You don't have peace by getting rid of half the problem and letting half the problem stay there. And then, of course, like a tumor, metastasize, grow, expand, and once again, kill Israelis, kill Americans, kill Westerners, hold hostages. By the way, we still have six U.S. hostages being held by Hamas. You don't hear about them very much. Joe Biden doesn't talk about them very much. And those are people who ought to be, you know, at the center of our thoughts and at the center of American policy. Get them back to their homes and families and loved ones. But no, they're not really focused on that. So let's take the weapons that Congress approved for Israel and just keep them in a warehouse somewhere in, you know, in the Midwest or maybe in the South somewhere where they can gather dust and prevent our Israeli allies from actually defending themselves and putting an end to Hamas once and for all.
You know, DeRoy, just thinking again about here we are. We want to bring Hamas migrants into this country, Egypt, Jordan. Nobody wants them. So we're going to transport them all the way from the Gaza into the United States. These people that definitely have, you know, issues with their thinking and mind, right? And then no sooner do you consider that, and then I don't know if you caught Maxine Waters the other day. I mean, she's out of her skull. She's demanding the Justice Department investigate Trump supporters because she thinks, this is what she thinks, there's a whole bunch of those MAGA people who are training up in the hills somewhere planning on a civil war if Trump loses. I mean, they're either there, but I'm sure, no doubt, that they're close to a Walmart because that's the only place that will accept that smell of those deplorables. So, you know, she could just follow the smell, I guess. She's just lost her mind.
It's astonishing to hear her say that. You know, there are no Republicans. There are no MAGA people up in the hills training for anything. This is silly. At the same time, she's concerned about the hypothetical mega army up in the hills training for political violence. People on her side, on the left, on TV, if you don't believe me, turn on the TV, you'll see it right now, are blocking the streets, vandalizing statues, breaking glass to take over Hamilton Hall at Columbia University, defacing the statue of George Washington at George Washington University. A few weeks ago, shutting down traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours, engaging in all sorts of anti-Semitic violence. You might have seen that battle at UCLA about a week ago with folks throwing fireworks at each other and beating each other with sticks. You want political violence. Look at the stuff happening on Maxine Waters' side of the aisle. You
know, exactly.
November to see the mega people do it. You can turn on the TV and watch it right now when people on the left engage in political violence. And yet the left likes to tell us that, oh, it's the mega people and the Christian nationalists and the white supremacists. They're all, you know, the biggest domestic terrorist threat to America. Where are these people? I mean, have you seen the campus taken over by white nationalists? Have you seen Christian nationalists, you know, take over a store or knock over statues or deface and vandalize public property, break windows? I haven't seen that. Maybe I'm not paying attention. I mean, I'm actually in my office at Fox News Channel right now. Maybe I should open my eyes and look at the TV monitors right here. I must be missing all the white nationalists engaging in the coast-to-coast political violence.
See, what they're not showing on some of these campuses, DeRoy, is people are being baptized in mass. I mean, you know, so it's like it's driving, you know, what is she thinking? And then plus on top of that, you say her side of the aisle there in Los Angeles, that's not too far from the zip code that she is representing, right? So, I mean, talk about, you know, throwing stones in glass houses here, lady. Come on, let's get real.
That's right. Well, she, as you may know, she represents Watts, but she lives in Beverly Hills. So,
of course,
the chaos at UCLA was probably within a mile or two of her house. UCLA happens to be right next door to Beverly Hills and Westwood, and UCLA are all kind of bunched together out in West LA. And she represents Watts, but she lives in a much nicer part of town, Beverly Hills. So all that stuff going on, she might have been able to hear the exploded fireworks, whatnot, from her, you know, from the front terrace or her tennis court or poolside or whatever it is that she might have in the beautiful estate in which she lives.
Well, she's probably cruising, you know, Rodeo Drive and going down to Chasen's, you know, for chili. You know, hey, I mean, she knows how to live. Not in Watts, though.
No. I was going to say, by the way, going back to Joe Biden's arms embargo against the Israelis, which I guess is what current U.S. policy is. There's an excellent group called Soldiers Save Lives, with which I've been very happy to publicize and assist and raise their profile. A bunch of guys who are Israelis. They're all age 25, as it happens. And they raise money and collect military gear, tactical military gear, like bulletproof vests and helmets and boots and this sorts of thing these sorts of things. And anyone who's interested in supporting Israel Defense Forces in their battle against Hamas can go online, look up Soldiers Save Lives. They're a great cause. I've been very happy to support them. And I can tell you that they've had people who have donated drones, I think, on a Tuesday, and as quickly as Friday, it was delivered in Israel and put to immediate use by the Israel Defense Forces, who were able to find some Hamas terrorists with the drone and then get a tank to aim their weapon exactly where the terrorists were, and within a few seconds they turned out to be former terrorists, namely dead terrorists. So yeah. If you want to help the IDF while Joe Biden is denying them weapons, go online, look for Soldiers Save Lives, and you definitely can contribute to that very important cause.
Right. Well, that's great. I don't know if you caught this. The Babylon Bee boys are at it again. This headline, 12 women come forward alleging they were sexually assaulted by whoever Trump's VP pick is. And in this lineup of women is Adam Kinzinger.
That's very funny. That's very, very funny.
Another one they had, which is Joe Biden standing outside of his convertible Corvette, right? And the convertible is down. It's open. And he's on the phone saying, Jill, can you give me the number to 911? I've locked my keys in the car again.
That's very funny. Well, my guess is that's probably not too far from the truth.
Sadly so, yeah.
You mentioned the deep stakes. I think there's one person who absolutely disqualified herself from becoming vice president, and that's Kristi Noem with this unbelievably bizarre story about having this out-of-control dog, which she then took out and shot with a gun. I don't know why. I mean, why would you do that? I mean, either if the dog is out of control, you get proper training, you have to calm down. If you can't do that, sometimes there are dogs that just can't be corrected. You take the poor thing to the vet and have it put down.
Euthanize,
okay? But she says, hey, let's take it up back and shoot it. And then instead of being quiet about it, she thinks, hey, let me put this in my book. Who on earth would think this is a good thing to put in a book with all the dog lovers and people like me and maybe you and many of
exactly. Who
think dogs are wonderful, they're living angels, they're beautiful creatures, and need to be treated with love and respect and dignity and warmth and care. And you put that in a book, and she thinks that's going to buy her votes. She thinks it's going to make her more popular. Boy, what a complete, utter lack of basic, fundamental kindergarten political judgment.
That was a big surprise for me. I couldn't believe that was in her book. Unbelievable.
Shocking.
Why
would you do it, and B, why would you talk about it afterwards, and C, why would you put in a book? So anyway, that's the end of Kristi Noem's vice presidential candidacy, and it should be. So bye-bye, Kristi.
Well, and it's the end of our conversation, unfortunately. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a